Now, straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ, 89.1 FM, Descanso, recording at our studio in East County. Today, my very special guest is Warsan Artan. Warsan came to our region as a refugee from Kenya, and she now resides in Lemon Grove. She's become a leader in San Diego's youth movement, including serving as an organizer in Youth Will, a nonprofit dedicated to making San Diego a world-class region for all children and young people. She's also launched a summer youth empowerment campaign this year, and recently Youth Will unveiled a youth bill of rights and hosted a youth-oriented budget forum, among other activities. Warsan, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Can you start by telling our listeners, how old were you when you fled Kenya, and what compelled you to become a refugee?
So I came to the United States when I was 10 years old, and my family is originally from Somalia and left Somalia because of the civil war. And my parents came to Kenya, and then after that, my brother, who has been originally in the U.S., is sponsored us as refugees to come to the United States. And that's how we got here.
Oh, very good. So you were fleeing, or your parents had fled the civil war in Somalia. Were you in a refugee camp for a long time in Kenya?
No. So we lived as refugees in Kenya. Fortunately, we were never in a refugee camp.
So once you arrived in the United States, what was it like as a newcomer at just 10 years old from Africa growing up in Lemon Grove?
Well, I didn't speak English at all. So I remember I came here in 2006 towards the end of April. And I remember they placing me at the end of fourth grade. So I went to fourth grade for like about a month, which was odd because I didn't speak English. I didn't know anything. Oh, so wow. That took time for me to get used to the language and get used to the culture and get used to everything. But I think the language was the hardest part. But obviously, it was easier for me and my siblings, for example, because we were younger. And we immersed in the culture and in the environment a lot easier than our parents, for example. So
yeah,
even though it was hard at the beginning.
Very often the way with the refugees, the younger generation does assimilate a little bit more usually. It's a little easier than for the older folks.
Yeah.
So tell me about why you became involved in Youth Will.
So my involvement in youth issues started before I got involved in Youth Will. Like I said, I lived in Lemon Grove. I went to Lemon Grove Middle School. I went to Hillocks High. And then I went to San Diego State University after that. While I was at San Diego State, I actually got involved in student government and student organizations at San Diego State University. I was in the student government for a couple of years. I was also like the president of a pre-health organization at San Diego State University. And through that, that's when I got involved and like became passionate about youth issues and the things that we face as youth in San Diego County. And from there on, Sean, I actually campaigned for Sean, who is our executive director, when he was running for community college board. Mm-hmm. And that's how we met. And then that's how I got involved in Youth Will.
Very good. What do you think some of the biggest issues are that you see a need to address through groups like Youth Will?
Well, one of the main things that youth that we work with voice is that they are impacted by the issues that are faced in our community, whether that is the housing crisis, whether that's food insecurity, or, you know, the inaccessible the healthcare system is, whatever it might be, a lot of the youth are impacted by those issues. And a lot of time they feel like they are not part of the discussion when those issues are brought up. It's adults, you know, having those conversations without the youth. So one of our main goals as Youth Will is to create a youth-centered environment where youth come together and are part of, you know, identifying problems in our community and discuss, you know, possible solutions for those problems. So in order to create and fight for a San Diego where every young person has everything that they need to be happy, healthy, and prepared to reach their full potential.
Very good. Do you serve all youth? Is there an age limit or a geographic boundary? Who's served by Youth Will?
So we serve youth across San Diego County, so not just San Diego City, but San Diego County, mm-hmm. So throughout the region. And we identify youth as anyone under 25, so 25 and under.
What is the Summer of Youth Empowerment campaign all about?
So the Summer of Youth Power is a series of forums on issues that were identified in the Bill of Rights, which is on the back of this paper. So earlier this year, when Youth Will rebranded, the youth at Youth Will met with youth organizations and youth across our county to discuss issues that they have faced. And the Youth Bill of Rights pretty much has 11 demands from the youth that they feel like every youth in San Diego has a right to. And this summer of youth power, we are having 11 forums, each one on a specific right that was identified in the Bill of Rights. And these forums discuss issues from culturally responsive education to holistic health care to housing security and so on and so forth.
Yeah, so the Bill of Rights for Children and Youth of San Diego includes a broad range of issues. I'll summarize just a few of them here. That youth should be entitled to dignity and respect, free of abuse, neglect, exploitation, and so forth. They should have a safe and healthy environment with fresh air, clean water, open space, etc. Food and nutrition, transportation and mobility options, safe and sustained housing, free health care, comprehensive health care. The support and freedom to express themselves as far as faith, sexuality, gender, dress, speech, art, and so forth without fear of retribution. Culturally responsive and inclusive education. Restorative justice and more. But those are just a few of the highlights on this list. So that's quite impressive. As far as the Youth Bill of Rights, is this something that you're trying to move through local governments, or it's just a proclamation, or what is the plan for it?
So the Youth Bill of Rights was developed by youth within Youth Will. And again, it contains 11 demands from our county and our officials that the youth who developed it feel like every young person has a right to. Our plan for, again, like I said, the 11 forums that we are having this summer are, each one is, for example, there's a right, as you have seen, about holistic healthcare. And we actually had, last week, had the forum on holistic healthcare.
So where can people find out about these forums if they're interested in participating?
Okay, so we have social media pages. So for example, if you go to Facebook at We Are Youth Will, we post our events constantly. So okay. That's where you can check it out. But yeah, so we are holding the forums, and the forums are, we want it to inspire a development for a regional children and youth development master plan.
You also had a youth-oriented budget forum recently. Can you tell us a little bit about what some of the budget priorities are? This was targeting specifically the San Diego City Council, and is the City Council paying attention?
So our youth budget forum was in collaboration with Supervisor Fletcher's office. It was a youth county budget forum. Our main goal, again, was, again, like as I mentioned, a lot of times youth feel like they're not part of the conversation when it comes to these issues. And our main goal was to create an environment where, so Supervisor Fletcher was there, people from his staff were there, people from Health and Human Services were there, people from Public Safety were there. So, like, individuals from Public Safety and Health and Human Services and so on and so forth. And we wanted to create this environment where our local representatives sort of answer to youth and discuss the youth, issues that are specific to youth and answer those questions from the youth.
Excellent. What about the other four supervisors? Are they engaged at all in this?
We are definitely planning on working with them in the future.
Very good. What else is on your plate coming up?
So, again, we have the forums going on this summer. We have completed one so far, and we have about nine of them left. So, and after the forums, we want to have a huge, a meeting where the youth present the ideas and the solutions that they have put together from the 11 forums and present it to local and community leaders, local officials, so on and so forth, and sort of present those solutions.
Now, you're starting with the county supervisors, but are you also outreaching, or do you plan to local governments in East County, such as Lemon Grove, where you live?
Yes. So actually, as we continue, we actually want to hold like mayoral forums, mm-hmm. where we invite the mayors that are running for San Diego City, for example, to come and present at community forums that are led by Youth Will and youth in our county.
Very good. How can people get involved and get more information or contact you if they want to learn more about the Youth Will nonprofit group or the many programs that we've been discussing here on today's show?
So, yes. So you can go to our website, www.youthwill.org.
Or youthwill.org.
Yes. Or our social media pages, so Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. we are called, so it's We Are Youth Will together. We Are Youth Will. Those are our social media pages. So yeah, you can check us out. Thank you.
Well, it's very exciting. It's wonderful to see young people getting so engaged and involved in the political process to speak out and let their voices be heard. Warsan, I'm going to give you the last word today. Listeners, we're here with Warsan Artan, who came here as a refugee from Kenya at age 10. She lives in Lemon Grove, and she's now a youth organizer in Youth Will, a local nonprofit representing children and young people's interests. Warsan, what else would you like our listeners to know today that I haven't already asked you about?
Well, yeah, I just want to encourage everyone to get out there and get involved and check us out. And yeah, thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for joining us today on the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ, the Network for Social Justice.